We have more tickets to give away this afternoon for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That's going to happen in the 5 o'clock hour right here on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On today's show, we have People Are Dumb. A man in Oklahoma was pulled over in a stolen vehicle with a bottle of uranium. What's up with Florida? A guy dressed as an inmate for Halloween was arrested and became an inmate. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have a pair of tickets that you could win for then. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Kids are stupid.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. The 34th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas returns to the Kia Forum. It's going to happen December 13th. We've got Evanescence, Papa Roach, Social D, Rise Against, The All-American Rejects, Third Eye Blind, Yellow Card, Wet Leg, and The Paradox. You can get your tickets Friday at noon at Ticketmaster, or keep listening because we're going to give some away in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon. Let's do Florida, shall we?
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man wearing a prison costume for Halloween got arrested. This happened in Port St. Lucie, Florida. On Halloween, 18-year-old Jimmy Glover was dressed as an inmate. He had the orange, bright orange jumpsuit. He looked just like the inmates on that show Locked Up, where they take cameras inside a jail and watch everybody, the way things go on, the fights, the communications that go on. And he dressed for that. And he was arrested for driving under the influence after leaving a Halloween party at 6 a.m. Of course, since he was coming from a Halloween party, he didn't have time to change out of his costume before he got pulled over. There's police body cam footage showing him in his inmate costume, not able to pass a sobriety test, trying desperately to walk that line, trying to turn around, falling on both sides. Police posted to Facebook, "Locked up, inmate Halloween costume was already dressed for arrest. First arrest of the holiday." This loser was held on $1,500 bond and released about 10 hours after his arrest.
Oh, are you stupid?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Let's start with the police officer this time, who pulled the guy over and went through the guy's truck and starts like this.
There's quite a few unanswered questions.
He said that after they pulled him over and after they interviewed him.
Police had no idea what they would find when they pulled over a Ford for an expired tag at 11 a.m. in Guthrie. In the driver's seat, Stephen Jennings and passenger Rachel Rivera.
So, Stephen Jennings was arrested for having an expired license. And?
In the back seat, there was another passenger who happened to be a timber rattlesnake.
Okay, so they had a rattlesnake in the back seat. All right.
Body cam shows the moment they made the unexpected discovery. Police not really knowing what to think of the venomous pet.
That sucker is huge.
That's the officer saying, that sucker is huge.
About the same time, Jennings told officers he had a pistol in the console.
All right, so Rachel Rivera is a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, so she was arrested.
Police also learned the Ford they were driving was stolen.
All right, so a couple of more charges. But why was the officer confused?
So now he's got a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, a firearm, and somebody under arrest.
That's not all. Next to the gun was an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey.
Excellent. An open bottle of whiskey. Good.
And to top it all off, a search of the vehicle revealed a canister of radioactive powdered uranium.
What the hell? A canister of radioactive uranium? How would you even come in contact with that? This is used by countries to build nuclear bombs.
Police had to call in reinforcements to handle it.
When that happens, of course, we call in, a company that deals with that specifically, and that's taken safely.
Yeah, because it's radioactive.
Into possession, and the uranium is the wild card in that situation.
So far, the uranium hasn't resulted in charges. Guthrie police still trying to figure out exactly where it came from and what the suspects were planning on doing with it.
Both questions pretty important. Where did they get it? What are they going to do with it?
But police are still scratching their heads about what exactly was going on here.
A bit of an odd stop for our officer.
They questioned the man, and he told officers that he had uranium because he recently purchased a Geiger counter to test metals, and the chemical element came with the purchase.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
He also joked with the officers that he was trying to create a, quote, super snake. Ha ha!
The charges against the two include possession of a stolen vehicle and possession of a firearm after a former conviction. Both are still in Logan County Jail.
We have tickets before you can buy them for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up this afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the most fun night of the year, and we'll get you there before you can buy tickets coming up on K-Rock. Can't wait to see that band, the All-American Rejects, at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas with Evanescence and Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. If you'd like to be a part of the most fun night of the year, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a great time. But right now, let's talk about Florida, shall we?
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
A former Florida school principal resigns after swimming while intoxicated arrest. His name is Christopher Mertz. He was notified on May 30th that he was going to be fired after the school board looked into the fact that he was having an affair with a teacher. Then things got worse. Mertz, who had served as Discovery Elementary School's principal, was arrested on September 3rd for swimming while drunk. So the affair part was the principal was having allegedly an affair with a teacher, Joely Torres, the previous November. And apparently then he gave her a raise immediately right after that. He promoted her. Both Mertz and Torres denied the romantic relationship in interviews, saying, "Hey, she's just like a sister to me. We joke around." He said, "I hung out with Miss Torres outside of work. We went to a magic game together. We went to Taco Tuesday and a cigar lounge at Lake Mary. That's all." The teacher involved said that she had an assistant that probably got her phone and sent these damning texts. Of course she didn't do it. But let's talk about getting caught swimming while drunk. Beach Patrol Officer Brian Walcott observed Mertz, quote, swimming and stumbling in the ocean. He was falling over, swaying unnaturally, and rolling in the rough waves while submerged in the water. They arrested the dude for swimming while drunk. That's a thing. In Florida, it's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. In a minute, Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a hacker broke into the emergency alert system in Dallas and activated the city's tornado sirens.
Excellent.
So that they could play a strange and perhaps familiar tune, the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. The sirens played the song for about an hour, leaving residents confused and amused. City emergency management assured the public that there was no real tornado warning. The hacker's motive is not known. I can tell you what the motive is right now.
Party.
He wanted to laugh his ass off with his friends, and I'm sure that he did. I love that so much.
Agreed.
Number two, a police chief in a small town in Alabama promised payback after seniors from the local high school covered the town and police headquarters with toilet paper during an overnight prank. So the department rallied backup from nearby agencies and launched a lighthearted late-night toilet papering mission of their own. They hit several students' homes with stacks of toilet paper as part of the fun payback. Now, this is what I'm talking about. These
wow.
are the types of police officers that I appreciate. I think you can only get away with this in a small town. Though,
it's
you know
probably
what I'm saying?
True, yeah.
Number three, I wonder if you've heard about this. So John Baines, who is a Blue Jay fan, boo, from Ontario, and his son Matthew, they each caught one of the Dodgers' two home run balls that decided Game 7 of the World Series. So in the ninth, the dad snagged Miguel Rojas' blast that tied the game. And two innings later, the son pulled in Will Smith's homer that won the game. So at first, fans thought that the dad had thrown the ball back to Rojas, but it was a decoy that he had brought in his pocket. And
he was prepared to catch a home run ball?
Apparently so. I mean, this kind of sounds sketchy
in a way.
For
those of you that don't go to baseball games, if the away team hits a home run, you're supposed to throw it back onto the field.
Yeah.
But this is a World Series Game 7.
And you know what he said? I'd take $1 million for the Rojas ball and $1.5 for the Smith ball. So this guy can suck it. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
a monster catch of the day.
This is Yellow Card from their new album that has been made basically by Travis Barker. This song is called Take What You Want. From Better Days, the album, they are playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th. You can get tickets right at noon on Friday at Ticketmaster. Take What You Want by Yellow Card is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Yellow Card playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday right at noon. You can get those tickets. That song is called Take What You Want by Yellow Card, the 420 catch of the day. It is K-Rock with Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got your acoustic Christmas tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Woo!
Can't buy them until Friday right at noon at Ticketmaster, but we have the tickets for you this hour before about this time in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to take your phone calls. I was telling you a story earlier about a principal, a grade school principal, who got a ticket in Florida for swimming while drunk.
How is that?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow.
It said he was falling over, swaying unnaturally, and rolling in the rough waves while submerged in the water. So they gave him a ticket.
Oh, God.
What a lame thing to get a ticket for.
Oh, yeah. It's so stupid.
So we want to talk about the dumbest thing you got in trouble for. Doesn't have to be necessarily with the police, but the dumbest thing that you got in trouble for.
Yeah. So I was in fifth grade. We had this crazy Hungarian teacher, and me and my best friend, Lindsay, and Chris, we were all chewing gum, and you're not supposed to be chewing gum at school.
Right.
So she made us spit it out. And she made us put it on the same piece of paper, and then she wrote our names underneath each of our pieces
of
gum.
Like a display?
Like a display. And I guess she wanted to show it to, like, the principal or your parents or whatever, and I don't think anybody really cared, but it was the funniest thing. But it was so dumb.
Yeah, what a weird reaction.
I know.
I got sent home from school one day because in sixth grade, we were playing dodgeball, and Mrs. Gangness, our teacher, decided to play. And Mrs. Gangness is 5'1", maybe, and skinny, and is probably 65, but looked 85.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, oh, no, no, please tell me you're not going to play. And somebody, as soon as they started, somebody threw a ball, and she jumped up and landed on the ball. And then, of course, because it's a ball, she flipped up, her feet went up in the air, and she landed on the ground, and we all waited, and she was like, wow, that really hurt. And then she was fine, and I started laughing, and I couldn't. Elaine, my friend next to me, was just dying laughing, and I was like, we have to stop laughing. She's embarrassed, and we're laughing. And the more we tried to stop laughing, the more we laughed.
Oh, of course.
Couldn't stop no matter what, and I ended up getting sent home for laughing at the teacher.
Oh my God.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories and your texts. We want to ask you what did you get in trouble for that was embarrassing? 800-520-1067. Taking your calls at 800-520-1067 about the dumbest things you got in trouble for.
And the best phone call, we're hooking you up with tickets to Acoustic Christmas.
I got a ticket for riding a bicycle without a light. Me and my best friend when we were 9 years old. And we had to go to court 4 cities away from where we lived.
Was it a fix-it ticket? Like, show us that you have a light on your bike? Or what was it?
You know, I was 9 years old, and both of our mothers had to appear with us in court. And it was really dumb. But they literally did. It was just dumb. But at the end of the day, we got a good laugh out of it because the officer actually appeared in court and got chewed out by the judge.
That's pretty great.
I love it so much.
We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas before you can buy them. And we're taking phone calls at 800-520-1067. Your stories about dumb things you got in trouble for.
The 626 said, my manager chewed me out in front of everyone for an issue that she caused when someone checked the records and revealed that the manager made the mistake. I started started laughing uncontrollably, so I got in even more trouble. That was the correct thing to do.
Yep, I love it. Well done. We are taking your phone calls on the dumb things that you got in trouble for at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, you're going to win tickets to Acoustic Christmas before you can buy them, and you're going to see Evanescence, Papa Roach, Social D, Rise Against, the All-American Rejects, Third Eye Blind, Yellow Card, Wet Leg, and the Paradox.
You could buy those tickets right at noon on Friday at Ticketmaster if you'd like to, or you could win them right now by telling us the dumbest thing you got in trouble for. You have a story like that?
Okay, so this was in high school, and only seniors were allowed to get out at lunch. If you had cars, you could, you know, you'd get your ID stamped.
Right.
So I started forging school IDs with the little stamp that, you know, like the hole punch. And I got away with it for a while. I was charging, you know, like $5 an ID, and then I finally got caught.
Oh, you weren't doing it yourself going to get lunch. You were just making IDs for other people?
Oh, I mean, I was doing it too, but I was also forging people's IDs.
What an enterprising young man.
It was, even my parents knew about it. They didn't even care.
Oh, my God. How did you end up getting caught?
Because one of the people that saw me go out one day, I forgot my ID. And I snuck out anyways, and you needed to come back in, and then they got me, and then they realized I wasn't a senior, so they destroyed my ID and made me get a new one, and I just forged that one, too.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I have something I got in trouble for.
Let's hear it.
Basically, I was in fourth grade in elementary school. I had gone to the urinals with my buddies, and I just started urinating through all the urinals from left to right. Obviously, I had no care in the world. Went back to my classroom, thought everything was fine, got called in the office, and someone had snitched on me and told me that, said that I was the one that was urinating in all the urinals.
Please tell me that they made you clean it up.
They did not make me clean it up. I was in fourth grade, but I was so embarrassed. Obviously, my parents, they came over and they pretty much, you know, yelled at me and they gave me a good spanking.
You were just having a good time.
K-Rock, what's something dumb you got in trouble for?
So it's kind of like what I got in trouble for isn't that funny, but the teacher's reaction. This teacher is legendary in my hometown.
All right, what happened?
So I was talking in class, and she hucked a chalkboard eraser. I'm Gen X, so we were back in the chalk days. So she pelted us with these erasers. So when you went out of recess, everybody had chalk on them, like the other people in the other classes with the cool teachers would make fun of you because they'd know that Ms. North got you with the eraser. So
she used to throw erasers at kids.
Yes. Yeah. This is Gen X, so you could get away with that. But,
sure could. You know, that was encouraged.
You went out like, Ms. North got you. Yep. Talking. Yep.
K-Rock, hello. What did you get in trouble for that was dumb?
Back in high school, I got arrested for curfew in front of the whole football team, and I was only 14 years old, trying to hang out with the seniors. Just getting arrested, having the cheerleaders look at you.
Oh, no. So what happened? The cop just pulled up and saw you and knew that you were young?
No, so we were in a friend's convertible bug, thinking we were all cool, these cool kids in the car, jamming the music, and he decided to lose over in front of the whole group and arrested three of us for being underage.
I mean, that's a little lame, right?
Yeah.
That's a little lame.
Super lame.
Well, the lamest part was having to go to court with my mom and dad. And judges saying, you know what? I'm going to dismiss you and let your parents figure it out. They let me go, but here's the good part. After the dumbest thing getting arrested for, my dad shaved my head because I was out late with the friends.
He shaved your head?
Your dad shaved your head.
He shaved my head. Yes.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You got in trouble for something dumb?
Yeah, very.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I was in fifth grade, and me and my friends, we had this one ELA teacher who we absolutely hated. And we got in trouble for the weirdest ways. But one of the troubles we got in trouble for, I was asking like a couple questions per class. But there's this one topic where I just did not understand. So I asked 20 questions or something like that. And then I got sent to the principal's office. And I now have a question max. And it's 3 per class.
Oh, you have a question limit now.
Yeah, so I can't ask more than three
questions. That's so great. You have a three-question limit.
Yeah.
You got in trouble for wanting to learn at school.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, is this Kevin?
It is, yes.
Hi, Kevin. This is Ed. I got in trouble because I believed you and Bean when you guys were supposed to be Mall of America West opening.
Oh, yeah, that was April Fool's, the Mall of America West.
I took my sister with me. I got a speeding ticket because we lived in Sylmar, and we wanted to get down there fast enough. And then on the way back, my sister got in trouble because obviously she ditched. And then I got in trouble for it, too. And it was dumb because we fell for your April Fool's thing.
It was... I gotta say, that one in particular was pretty great because we went to interview the Dodgers the week before and we said, hey, we're going to play this prank, Mall of America West, play up the fact that you'll be there and you give out signatures and stuff and bring the kids. And they did. They totally played along with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the dumbest thing that we got. Like I said, I got a speeding ticket. And my sister got in trouble because she ditched. And then I got in trouble for taking her out of school.
Yeah, I feel like that's on me.
Yep, it definitely is. Yep.
Yeah, thanks.
You are welcome. K-Rock, you got in trouble for something dumb?
Yes. So back in elementary school, around fourth grade, I don't know how the conversation started, but our teacher was telling us about Shamu, their real name, and that it passed away. And for me, I'm like, no, I just went to SeaWorld not that long ago. He's still in there. And he made me read the newspaper out loud in front of class. I started crying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. He was like, if you're going to cry like a baby, then why don't you go back to kindergarten? And he sent me to the kindergarten class.
Oh.
They can do that?
Yeah, you know,
screw
I don't
that
know,
guy.
With this teacher.
But did you dominate the kindergartners?
The teacher was wondering what on earth was I doing there, and they ended up calling my parents.
Mad at you or at the teacher?
Oh, at the teacher for good. Sure. He clearly had some anger issues.
Screw that guy.
Right? K-Rock, hello. No, that's the last one. Sorry about that. All right. We need to pick somebody for the tickets.
Okay. I am absolutely obsessed with that kid, Nate, who asked too many questions.
Oh, that has the question, Max?
Yes, yes.
All right. What's his name? Nate?
I think it's Nate. Let's double check.
Hey, is this Nate?
Yeah.
All right. Nate, congratulations. You're our winner.
Yes, let's go. Thank you.
You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 13th,
yeah,
with All American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card, and you'll see it all.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for calling. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And I want to congratulate this band, Pierce the Veil. This song is number one on the alternative charts. So-